Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. More this week on the production of unity. Now, last week we ended on this critical thought. Now, please listen. When we say in our heart, I will not follow God on His path, He and people like Him, as they walk in the light, thus we will be left behind in the darkness or in lesser light until we totally walk away from God. What sad words to share, my friend, but I have seen this truth play out in countless lives for all of my life. I have known Christians, and you know, where they knew the truth, they touched the things of God, they walked with God, but life situations and circumstances, only God knows what, you know, turned their heart and their minds away from Him, and as the Bible says in many places, and they walked no more with God. So too it is, my friend, with our brothers and our sisters, when we say in our heart, I will not be in fellowship. Oh, wow, what words. I will not be in fellowship with them for whatever the reason. For whatever the reason, then we are left behind and in a place of lesser light or even total darkness and move into greater spiritual loss and ultimately ruin. My friend, let this not be you. You know, out of the 12 apostles, only 3 were on what we call the Mount of Transfiguration and could commune with Jesus there. The others were in the darkness as to what took place there. The best they could get in relationship to that occurrence was the testimony of Peter, James, and John. They could only get a blessing out of the witness or the testimony of the one who was there, but the hearing about it would contain lesser of a blessing than if they were actually been there. You know, my friend, many Christians today live in Christ on others' testimonies of God's faithfulness because they have no unity or they have no oneness with Him. You know, there is a huge difference between hearing about God's grace and experiencing it, or hearing about God's goodness and His mercies and His healings than experiencing them. And so, as I said in many broadcasts in the past, our communion with the Lord will be to the extent that His sword, and not the Bible, has penetrated our heart and separated our soul from the Spirit. It is one thing to speak about the process or write about it, and even some people sing about it, but it is altogether different thing to actually experience that process. Most Christians and even some believers have never experienced this process. This is why most Christians and some believers are not in unity, not in oneness with God. And if they are not in unity with God, then how in the world can they be in unity with their brothers and their sisters that are in the Lord? Or even in unity with their blood brothers and their sisters? If not in unity with God, how can they be in unity with their spouse? I would venture to say most Christians and some believers are not even in unity with themselves. Oh yes, there is a joyful feeling in the speaking and the writing and the singing, but the actual experience of it can be very, very painful. And sometimes that, you know, in the natural, that we would want to go ahead and avoid that. But oh no, my friend, it is the cost. It is the price we must unflinchingly pay to come to know God and come into unity with Him. When the Lord comes to us, He brings a sword, not singing and dancing and all that stuff, but He brings a sword, and His target is our heart to cut us out of the world. Look around the world. Well, shoot, you don't got to look very far. Just look at the churches in Jacksonville and Sneed's Ferry, Holly Ridge, Hampstead, you know, even in Wilmington. Most Christians and some believers would say, oh no, this price is too great for us to agree to allow God permission to work in our lives. And in all of this, we remember Brother Peter, James, and John, who went a little further with Jesus. In Matthew 26, verse 39, we read, "And he," Jesus, "went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will." If we read verse 37, we see where Peter and the sons of Zebedee, the sons of thunder, James and John, were with Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. The other eight were not, did not get to go a little further with Jesus. And why not? Because of lack of relationship that they had with Jesus. Peter, James, and John had this wonderful relationship. It seemed to be the inner sanctum or the inner group there. And that's why they got to experience these wonderful things. Remember, it was Peter, James, and John that was on the Mount of Transfiguration who saw Jesus actually get transfigured before their eyes. But in the garden, though, while Jesus was sorrowful and very heavily unto death in prayer, Peter, James, and John were fast asleep. No matter what we do for God, there is always another level of commitment God has for us. Let me say that again. No matter what we do for God, no matter what we become in God, there is always, always another level of commitment that God has for us to aspire to in allowing Him to work in our lives. Now, please don't beat up, Brother Peter, James, and John, because after you would eat a big meal, you probably would go to sleep also. But God desires to work in our lives so that He can take us further on into Him to a point where He is able to take us to heaven where He lives. But for most, this work of God in our lives is out of the question. How much easier is it to try to produce an outward show of peace and unity? Such efforts are not of God and will produce only a counterfeit. Now listen, this outward show of peace and unity will only produce a counterfeit. So it is with us and the Lord. If we do not forsake our own thoughts and our own ways to be joined with Him, all this talk of our fleshly love and, all of this fleshly unity is nothing more than a selfish substitute for the real thing. Any outward show of peace will soon be disrupted when God brings a good test our way. It is easier to act like a Christian or even a believer than to actually be one. And why not? Well, the price to come to know God and flow in unity with Him and people like Him is too great to pay. My friend, nothing is free in God. There is no free dinner. There is no free lunch in God. Everything we get from God will cost us or others something. Our salvation was not free. It cost Jesus His life. Usually the price others pay for what we get will be greater indeed. I think I will talk about that in the future. Amen? But to know the presence of God will cost us something. And guess what? God gets to pick that sacrifice. But to come to know God's presence, God will require something from us. To know God's power, my friend, there is a separate price we will have to pay. But not will we pay to know His presence. Oh no. He has taken us deeper into Himself, deeper into the Spirit, so it will cost us something deeper in us. And if we desire to know the person of God, there is yet, again, a different price, a different cost we must pay. And my friend, the cost is all of us. It will cost us everything to come to know the person of God. Very few people, very few Christians, very few believers have paid this cost. Most are content with faking it till they hope to make it, but That will never happen, my friend. That will never happen. Remember, many are called, but few are chosen. Few find that narrow way that leadeth to life. Amen. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and I hope and pray that this teaching is changing your life as you open up your spirit and allow it to move your spirit and move in you and change your life. More next week on the Productions of God. Amen.